It's Wednesday, October 28, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Data on changes in the workforce, Amazon for Business, for integrators, and extortionware is now in the field. This is the Business of Tech. So, what's happening to the workforce? 22% of American adults either moved or know someone who moved during the pandemic, per research from Pew. For context, fewer than 10% of Americans moved to new places in 2019. The biggest exoduses? New York City and San Francisco. A caveat, the migration numbers are inflated by a spike in young adults aged 18 to 30 moving back home during the pandemic. Also from Pew, parents are getting hit hardest by the pandemic, and mothers and fathers are faring equally poorly as it relates to job losses. The share of mothers and fathers who are employed and at work plunged with the onset of the coronavirus outbreak and had recovered only partially through September 2020. More parents also are dropping out of the labor force altogether, Pew's data shows. That means they're not looking for work. Why do we care? Both research reports actually highlight a major point. The data is changing, and we don't actually know for sure where it will end up. I was struck by this quote by an economics professor. Quote, "There is no new normal to this. It just keeps getting worse every day." I'll have some longer thoughts on the K-shaped recovery coming out this weekend, the labor market, and the dispersion of the population shifting, and we don't know how it will all end up. That's okay. Simply acknowledge that things are in motion and continue to manage conservatively. Amazon has unveiled its new Amazon Pro portal, which is focused on integrators and includes how-to guides, shipment trackers, ordering process, and discounts for bulk purchases for installers focused on Alexa for Business. This includes business-only prices for integrators, tax-exempt purchases, and details on products. More information available at Commercial Integrators article, which I've included in the show notes. Why do we care? Two things to note here on why you care. First, Amazon has specific programs for integrators, which could mean solution providers or MSPs if you are looking at Amazon for Business. Second, you may not even be thinking about the AV integrator space, which is also interested in delivering services into businesses and that Amazon is courting. Are they competitors or partners? The answer is yes, and it's up to you to understand how to leverage this space. Patients of a large psychotherapy clinic in Finland have been contacted individually by a blackmailer after their data was stolen, including personal identification records and notes about what was discussed in therapy sessions. One victim reported that after refusing a roughly £403,000 ransom, it was reduced to £180, which would rise after 24 hours, leading to release of the data 72 hours later. About 300 records have already been published on the dark web. Why do we care? I've been watching for the first direct extortionware incident, and while I won't say this is the first, it's now there and is in production, so to speak. Now the criminals have moved beyond attacking the data holders to those whose data was breached. Think about the implications here on business reputations for those who fall victim to this, and the business savvy on the criminal side. I'm expecting criminals to continue to build out their tech and their automation here. How much is it worth to protect your data? PCmatic. Endpoint security built on a zero-trust philosophy, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. Lightweight, simple to deploy, easy to manage. Find out about PCmatic's unique lead sharing programs for MSPs backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Together, we bring advanced security solutions combined with more than sales enablement. We bring actual leads. Find out more about PCmatic by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP. Thanks for listening. That MSP trick or treat still going on, msptrickortreat.com, if you're interested in more content. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow.